It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up, business contributor Rebecca Harris on the glass ceiling that still exists for women in sports management. But first,
this is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Alex Johnson is president of the Community College of Allegheny County. He began his career as an administrator at a traditional four-year university, but almost immediately found himself drawn to students who were transferring in from community colleges.
I gained a healthy respect for those students. They came in with qualifications that our generic students did not have. They came in with almost the love for learning that our students didn't have. So I was introduced to the community colleges and I saw it as an alternative kind of opportunity as opposed to a four-year presidency. And I think it's worked out for me.
I mean, I wonder, as you think back on that time, if you can recall something that you read during that period that had an influence on your career.
I can tell you, without even thinking very much about it, a book by this guy named Parker Palmer, a well-known educator and teacher. He wrote a book called The Courage to Teach, and it talked about, you know, the fact that in addition to education and training, that people needed to, you know, depend on their experiences to really get at the art of teaching. So it was more about the art of teaching as opposed to the techniques of teaching. And he goes through all of these different scenarios where he helps individuals understand that teaching is a matter of the heart. And that it's important to connect to students in that kind of way. And as a result of that, I think that's what motivates me today as a president.
So, I mean, it sounds like when you read, you're looking to kind of engage and focus on work as opposed to escape and unplug.
Yeah, unfortunately. What have I been reading lately? You might be surprised. I'm finishing off the seventh book of the Harry Potter series. I am very, very fond of the movies, but the movies don't completely cover exactly the scope of the book. So I decided that I needed to read them just for my own edification. So I read The Goblet of Fire first, and then I went back to The Sorcerer's Stone. And of course, that's book one. And now I'm completing The Deathly Hallows, book seven.
And how are you feeling? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. In fact, you know, Josh, they call it a children's series, but quite honestly, it is not. They move from being a lot more fantasy-oriented, and then they become a little bit more violent. But it's very intriguing. And a lot of what he does, you can equate to life circumstances and what have you. You can apply to individuals who are downtrodden and who are not taken seriously because of their special skills and different things of that sort. So I enjoy reading them.
What else have you been reading lately?
Well, I just finished Carson McCullough's book, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, because this book has been selected as part of our big read program for the year. I saw the movie first with Alan Arkin, and Alan Arkin played, of course, the main character in the book, a deaf mute who loves people, particularly his good friend. But then when his good friend goes off to the hospital, there are five or six other characters in the book that befriend him, and they see him as a kind of centerpiece to their world. But they don't realize what they're doing is really zapping the energy from him, and he has no way to tell them that because he can't respond. But throughout the book, he has these associations with them because he feels that they need him. They do absolutely nothing for him. But I think the postlogue of the book is these people realize that they benefited from the friendship, and as a result, they have better lives for themselves as a result. I thought it was just a really, really great book.
Okay. Well, Alex, thank you for your time today.
Oh, well, I really appreciate you having me here today.
Alex Johnson is president of the Community College of Allegheny County, where the Big Read is on through March. Speaking Volumes is available as an iTunes podcast and on our website at WESA.FM. There you can also tell us what's on your reading list, or you can get in touch via Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.